Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We've been discussing the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. We saw there are three aspects to Birchas Kohanim. One is the chiyuv of the Kohanim to be mevarech the Jews. Number two, Amor Lahem. There should be a kesher of a bracha between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim. The Kohanim is the blesser, the Yisraeli is the blessed. That's the kesher between them, and then some Shemanei Sovani Avarachim. That's the that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing through the Kohanim, as we discussed. And we continue again based on Torah of Moreno of Rabbeinu, Agoyim Reb David Zatzal. And now we can explain what it says in the Charedim, brought in the Hafloy and Ksubis, and the Chav Dalet on the Beis, Shevim Mitzvahs Esei, Shel Birchas Kohanim, Yeshkam Mitzvah Yisrael is Barich. There's also a mitzvah on the Jew, and the non-Kohen to receive a bracha. Ayin b'sefer Dvar Avraham b'chelak Aleph Siman Lamed Aleph, who proves this from Tesvus in Chagiga, Daf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph Divumaskul B'Koyanim, from the Yerushalmi Megillah 4:8, Sha'aser L'Stakol B'Koyanim, B'Shashem B'Varchem V'Se'am Mishum Hesech Hadas. You're not allowed to look at the Koyanim when they're blessing the nation, because of Hesech Hadas you're going to get distracted from the bracha. And if there's no mitzvah for the Yisrael to get the bracha, what do we care if he gets distracted? So it must be that on the Yisrael also, there is a mitzvah that is barich. We also have a mitzvah to be blessed. In other words, to be mechaving, to have kavana to receive the bracha. And therefore, there's a chashash for hesech hadas. Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shinayin Ches, Sefer Dvar Avraham, there in Siman Lamed Aleph. They prove not like this from the Ritva, in Sukkah Lamed Aleph on the base. He says that the Lekach Yuvah Yisrael is Barech, Mitzvah the Koini. There's no Chiyuv on the Jew to get the Bracha, it's a Mitzvah of the Koin. So the Hejah that there's no Chiyuv on the Yisrael is Barech. What about the Yerushalmi that we should have Hesech Hadas? Obviously, there is a mitzvah. So Dvar Avraham talks about this. Based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that the Hafloe searched for a makor for a mitzvah Yisrael, because the Torah is not mefurish. There's a tzivui for the Yisrael, only for the Kohanim. Ayin Shem Medivrei Hafloe. So based on what we said, it would appear Shebevadai klapei anyan harishon v'ashlishi that we have in this mitzvah, i.e., that the Kohanim should bless, and that God is blessing through the Kohanim, that we're not shaykh to. That's only shaykh to the Kohanim. But the inyan of amor lahem, that as we discussed, it is a kesher shel bracha between the Kohanim of Yisrael. There's this connection, that's the Amor Lahem. Say to them, there's a connection between the two of you. There's a mitzvah, that there's a, there should be a kesher. Since the kesher is comprised of a blesser and a blessee, therefore included in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the Israel as well. And therefore, Mitzad Echad, the Ritva is correct. He writes, there's no Chiyuv on the Jews, Lizbarech. Because the mitzvah essay is b'kiyum shel gimel hadvarim sheyeshnam b'mitzvah essay, and a kiyum of one prat is not a chiyuv. And therefore the Ritva says that you can't avoid the problem of Baal Tosef when a Kohen says a bracha a second time by saying he's blessing the Yisraelim and it's their mitzvah, because it's not their mitzvah, because they're only being mekayim one prat and that's not a chiyuv. So that's not motzi, that doesn't extract him from the Baal Tosef problem. But mitzad sheni, just like we see in the Gemara, about a Kohen who's not mevarich is over b'gimel esen, because there are three kiyumim for this mitzvah, so hu adin, one of the kiyumim, one aspect, one element, relates to the Yisraelim as well. And therefore, they have a mitzvah lezbarech in order that the that chelek should be miskayim through them as well, and therefore they shouldn't be meisiach das in order to be mekayim that prat of amor lahem, that one-third of the mitzvah. In the Sefer of Avruchim Fishaperla and Rasag, Mitzvah Seitez Zayin, and also in the Bir Halacha, Reish Simen Kuf Chof Ches, they bring the Lashon of the Charedim. The Yisrael Omdim Panim Kineged Pnei Koyhanim Bishsika, the Israel that are standing, Israelim that are standing face to face, opposite the Kohanim in silence, and they are preparing their hearts to be makabel their bracha kidvar Hashem, are also included in the mitzvah. As mevuah lehedya b'lishono, it's not that the mitzvah's essay is on the Yisraelim like it is on the Kohanim, but rather they have a kiyum and they're included in the mitzvah when they prepare their hearts to receive the bracha, and we need for this special kavana. Kavana v'asiyas atzmo l'mizbarech, k'shem she'esa kohen es atzmo l'mivarech. The kohen makes himself a mivarech, and we the Yisraelim have to make ourselves into mizbarechim. He also emphasizes the union of panim keneged panim, which relates to the kesher between the Kohanim and Yisraelim, which is exactly what Amor Lahem is about. And that's what puts us within the mitzvah, this Amor Lahem, that we're connected, panim keneged panim. But the etzem mitzvah says, it's pashit that it's only on the Kohanim, it's not in the Yisraelim. However, Ayin Shem B'Rav Yerucham Fisher Perla, he brings from the Tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer and Arachayim Simen Chof Beis, Shenokat Shu Chiyuv Mamish, Yesh Bezeinin Shel Hoitzi Dei Chovas O Klapi Yisrael. That's Lahedja, not like the Ritva. The Ritva says, you're not Moitzi the Yisrael in his Chayva. And also not like Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, learns Bepshitas, there's no Chov Al Yisrael. Hayin Shem Yeruchim Fishaper Lod Ma Shekotzav Binyin Zeh. Based on what we said, as me'atani ra, now it appears as follows, that the din of amir la'kohanim, that you have to call out to the kohanim in order that they should be mischayiv in the mitzvah, the makor lazeh is what? What's the source for that? Amor lahem. And the Targum says, kad yemurun lehom, when they tell you, like the Rishonim say. So the Yisoid is, when it says Amor Lahem is the Kesher Shel Bracha, this blessing that connects the Kohanim and the Yisraelim. So Mitzad Echad, it has to be B'kol Ram Upanim Keneged Panim, like the Gemara says, Kadamar Melech Avero, because they're speaking to us. So the Yisoid HaDin is, Sh'bema She'yeshno Ben HaKohanim LaYisraelim, שנאמר בפסוק שהקשר מצד הכהנים הוא באמירה. So the kesher that we have is through the amira, kadam or melech avero, panim keneged panim, or b'kol ram that we can hear. But mitzad sheni, the Jewish people are also included in the kesher. It's a kesher on two sides. It's a two-sided connection, right? Us to them and them to us. So just like klapi the kohanim, the kesher is not only in the etzem ha-broche, but rather in the special din of a mor lahem, that there's an amira klape us, I'm Yisrael, so I'm saying us. If you're a Kohen, even better, nach besser. So it's that there's a din amira, ka'adam ma'amar la'chaver mitzad the koyhanim. So mitzad Yisraelim, we're also included on amor lahim. Our kesher is expressed in the fact that we are misbarachim. And another way we have a kesher is amor lahim, that we say koyhanim. That's another way the kesher is expressed. That's also amor lahim. So amor lahim is them speaking to us, that kesher bracha. And amor lahim is us calling out koyhanim, is also a kesher. And that's what we learn in the Tosis in the Ran. From amor lahim we learn the mitzvah seaseh lakoyhanim levarech, and also the din amiras Yisrael lakoyhanim. Because amor lahim is referring to both. We have the dinim of the Kohanim speaking to us, and also our dinim of speaking to the Kohanim. And A, saying Koyanim, and B, Hakras HaBracha. Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha Lewi. That the Yisrael reads the Bracha out to the Kohen. That's also included in the Amor Lahem. So that's Gevaldik now, that it's all really we had asked in our series of Kashas. We had asked, Ma Pitom, that from the same Amor Lahem, you're learning contradictory things. You're learning that the Kohanim are blessing us. We're learning that we call out to the Kohanim. How could it be both? We have Kol Ram, Panim B'Neged Panim, and we also have that we have to call out to them. So is it referring, is Amor Lahem referring to the Kohanim? Or is there a friend? We also have that we read out the bracha to them. Berecha, Yibrecha, Hashem, Hashem. So which one is it? Is it referring to us or to them? The answer is it's referring to the kesher between us. So whatever is happening between us and the Kohanim is included in the Amor Lahem. Zemivu'ar b'girsat ha-smag mitzvat ha-seichaf shevi mi'atargum lo kama shekatvu kama shekatvu ha-rishonim Mishmo, kad yemrun lahon, ela kad temrun lahon. What's kad temrun lahon? When you say to them, that lechora means the Israel. We're told when you say to them, we have to say to them. But in the parasha, we only see the din of the Kohanim. And Kabi the Kohanim is Kad Yemrun Lahon. When they say to you, then you should bless Yivrecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha. So how is it Kad Temrun Lahon, which is referring to the Israelim? So which one is it? Is it the Kohanim? Is it talking to the Kohanim? Telling the Kohanim? When the Jewish people say, when the Israelim say to you? Or is it talking to us? The Israelim? So the answer is both. Because the parasha, the Amor Lahem, is referring to us speaking to them and them speaking to us. The Rambam says in Perek Yedal, Miuchot Tzvilach Yedalit, Tzarech L'shtadol Shamakri Yei Yisrael, Ayin Shem B'Kesef Mishnah, etc. So if it's an Ir Shekula Koyhanim, they make a bracha without a hakra. But ideally there should be Yisrael they're doing being the Makri. Because it's yes, we're saying to them, and they're saying to us. So it's talking, the Amor Lahem is talking to us and to them. Because Amor Lahem means there's a kesher between us. And that relates to both sides. We're connected to them and they're connected to us. Through this bracha, so we have to be makri to them, etc. So Yivarechecha, call out Koyhanim, and they bless us, so it works on both sides. ויסוד העניין באמת מבואר בדברי רבינו מנוח שהובא בבית יוסף בסימן קכ"ח. בעזרת השם אנחנו in the next segment of this shir, we will see that Rabbeinu Manoach, and we'll see Niflaot Mitaretz Hashem Yisbarach. And I thank you so much for listening. It was awesome, and it will continue to be awesome. So please just stay tuned for more incredible Torah. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.